Hello and welcome to I Am Geek, and this is episode 57, and we're coming to you live from Comic-Palooza. Let me hear everybody. And we're in a room all by ourselves. We have one person here with us, and he's just been waiting. Biggest fan. I'm sure he's listened to every episode.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, waiting in line. We're sort of in the bowels of Comic-Palooza, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I think it's in the very back
That's
of
true.
The building, the least visible.
Yeah. We kept walking and walking and walking until we got to a sign that said, panelists only, past this point. And then I realized our room was right before that. So about as far as you can go.
That is true.
Just about as far as you can go. That's okay.
We're happy to be here, though. We're excited to be here.
So
hey, if you got a Fitbit, it's great for you.
Get your steps in.
Get your steps in.
Yeah. Come out and see us.
So there may be people popping in. And, you know, we may just, if somebody walks in the door looking for the bathroom, we may be like, you're the newest guest on I Am Geek. Come on over. We'll give him a mic,
sit down.
And we'll go from there. But we're excited to be here. It's going to be a fun weekend. There's going to be all kinds of things going on. We've already went to a couple panels, and so much to look forward to. So many people here. Hopefully, we may be interviewing some people later on in the week. But we're just going to do a regular show right now. Hopefully, it all comes through crystal clear because we're doing a different setup for this. But we will see. But we are in Houston.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference, right? Because usually we're going through Skype.
So. Yeah. All in the same place.
All in the same room.
I didn't really recognize you guys.
Right?
And you're my brother. I didn't really know.
Yeah. I thought that if we all gathered in the same place to do a podcast, the earth would crack open, the world would end.
Yeah.
So far, we're
day,
good.
Not
the
happening
day's still yet. Young.
The day's still young. Yeah. But welcome, guys, to Houston. Welcome to this
Thanks.
Is where I live now.
Thank you.
Katrin, this is your first time. I'm here with Katrin and my brother Chris.
My first time to Houston. I've been to, of course, to Dallas and Austin, but not never Houston. So, here I am.
Is it what you were expecting? No.
Looks like Memphis, really. A lot like Memphis. So
I know when I first came to Houston, it was the first time being in Texas, really. And I was like, where are all the cowboys and where's the horses and cows? And then there wasn't.
That's where I live.
Yeah.
We're all up there.
Yeah.
That's where the Cowboys are.
Yeah. That's where the Cowboys
are. The football team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But there's a cool, lots of stuff here to do in Houston. There's every sports team you can think of. And I know, Chris, you love sports.
I love it so much.
And there's all kinds of cool things. I think there's a train going by right now.
What is that noise? Are they vacuuming? It's like
they're tornado.
We're in between the important things, so we're just going to vacuum and it'll be okay.
But since you are guys in Houston, a while back, if you listened to the show, we did a show on The Secret, a treasure hunt. So you guys are here in the town. The treasure is still buried somewhere in Herman Park. I think after
we believe.
This. We believe.
Yeah.
I think after this, we go find it.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple things I kind of want to go to.
I mean, this is a treasure. This is like over $10,000.
But I mean, James Marsters Q&A.
Okay, we'll go after dark so nobody sees this.
Oh, okay.
Digging.
So not after this.
No, after
Comic-Con.
After Comic-Palooza.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, we're not at Comic-Con.
No, we're at Comic-Palooza.
Comic-Palooza.
Said earlier.
So
we're
going to cosplay as city workers.
Cosplay as city workers.
Yeah.
You know, go out there, dig up treasure.
That'll be fun.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to the Secret episode. Fascinating things. There's treasure buried all over the country. Been there since the 80s.
Yeah, what's the name of the book? The Secret.
The Secret, a treasure hunt.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
It's an old book,
So welcome. There was so much stuff that I would like to take you guys to in Houston. There's that, looking for treasure. There's a thing that I went to that you guys didn't get to, an escape room called...
Escape Room.
Hey. Strange
good,
Bird, immersive. It's like
one.
An immersive theater with an escape room. I'd love to take you guys to that. It's based on Houdini. But we don't have time for that, probably. But there are also something came out last night, and I can't believe this.
Someone or something.
Something.
Okay.
Yeah. Came out, and no, it's fine. There's one.
There's
one here.
He may be with you though.
They're doing a count right now. In case you're wondering what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, there's technically four people occupying this room.
Making your job easy. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Anyways, last night was the premiere of Solo.
Ooh.
I haven't got to see it yet.
Star Wars story.
A Star Wars story. It's funny. I was thinking about this. This is the first Star Wars movie, I mean, since I was old enough to go see Star Wars movies, that I haven't been to the opening night. It was weird. But, you know, I want to see the movie, but I think after, we're not going to get into the last Star Wars movie that was out, Last Jedi, but I think after that one, I'm sort of like, yeah, I'll see it when I can.
I have heard it's pretty fun.
I've heard it's good, too. I want to see it. And hopefully, while you guys are here, maybe we can all go see it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Jenny, my wife, she actually wanted to see this one. She's like, oh, you're going to go see the one I wanted to see. Well, but then she's like, actually, go see it. Tell me if it's good, and then we might go see it.
Yeah. So you can see it again.
Awesome.
Yeah. But so I want to see that maybe because I usually go to the movies by myself because I have an infant and a toddler at home. And a wife.
And
So she stays home, and I go to the movie. And I tell her all the time, you can go to the movie if you want to. And she's like, no, I'm okay. She just falls asleep. She's like Catrin. She just falls asleep.
I fall asleep in movies.
Yes. So I want to see that. So no spoilers yet because I don't know what happened. I can guarantee that Han Solo is going to be in it, and Chewbacca.
And the Millennium Falcon is going to be in two pieces.
Whoa.
What?
So beep that out. That's a major spoiler right there.
We've all seen it. In the toy, if you look at the toy, it's like it hasn't.
It doesn't split. What is that? It's another ship. Yeah. It's a part of the ship.
Right, it's another ship. Yeah. So we know that happens.
I didn't know that.
Chris has stayed away from
I know now. But
man, sorry, Chris.
Anyway, but speaking of Star Wars,
segue.
It was announced this week.
We have microphones with our microphones, so it's a little weird.
Disney announced this week that they have announced the opening date of Star Wars Galaxy Edge for Disneyland and Disney World. And they said they announced the opening date, but it's not really an opening date. It's like an opening season. So Disneyland will be in next summer. 2019,
California,
and Disney World will be late fall.
So Christmas.
Yeah, I'm thinking the last day of fall will be the day that it opens.
Probably. Yeah.
But the way Florida is, I mean, there could be hurricanes and it could push it back further. You never know.
Yeah,
it's never gonna open.
It's never gonna open. I think that Universal will open two more parks before Star Wars opens. Because then there's rumors that they're gonna open a Star Trek themed area.
At Universal.
And it'll probably be done before Star Wars.
Probably so. But they'll already be in the next generation.
Yeah.
They've already moved on from that.
But anyway, so a lot, I mean, it's summertime. There's a lot of stuff going on. Chris and I saw a movie, not together.
No.
Different cities, different times.
But I could feel you there with
you. You could feel me. That's weird.
Or you're not twins, though, either, right?
No, we're not. Huh. So it's even weirder.
We have this weird device that we wear on our arms, and we can rub it, and then the other person feels the sensation.
Yeah. It's like those pillows that you can lay on them, and you can feel like your significant other's heartbeat if they're in another city.
That's creepy.
The future's now. Future is now.
Okay.
Anyways, we saw Deadpool 2. Catrin has not seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
He's very disappointed, I can tell.
I tried to make it happen, but it's been a busy week.
So we'll try to keep it semi-non-spoilery, but whatever.
It doesn't matter to me. So you're not going to hurt my feelings.
Have you seen Deadpool 2? No.
Oh, we won't spoil it.
Well, we won't spoil anything for you. We'll keep it hush-hush. Deadpool's in it.
Oh, son of a...
No, what the...
So, Chris, what did you, like, overall, what did you think of it?
Overall, I liked it. I thought it was really good. I think I probably still like the first one better, just because of what it is. It's just so unique.
Yeah.
But this one, I mean, I laughed at the whole thing.
Did you think that the second one was a little more serious than the first one, tone-wise?
Tone-wise, yeah, it was more serious.
Yeah, that caught me off guard.
It was, like, I mean, the first one's kind of, you could call it a dark comedy. This one's like a darker comedy, I guess.
Like a dramedy?
A dramedy, yeah.
Sort of.
I would say that.
With the whole love.
Well, you had Celine Dion doing a song for the movie, so
it is a good song. Did you hear how that came to be?
I did not.
They had the song already, and they wanted somebody to do it. And Ryan Reynolds said, "What about Celine Dion?" And they're like, "Well, the millennials know who that is." And he's like, "Who cares?" So he wrote her a letter, like an actual letter, wrote it out, mailed it to her with the song, and said, "Hey, would you do this?" She's like, sure.
It seems to be like, because there's a celebrity cameo in it. I don't want to give away it is, but because it's
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
No, because it's a blink and you'll miss it cameo.
Yeah.
But like he did it for scale, like didn't get much money for it, and the only thing he asked from them was for Ryan Reynolds to bring him a cup of coffee personally.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He just brought him.
Well, that person originally was going to play Cable.
Yes. Yeah, but the schedule didn't work.
Yeah, schedule didn't work. Which I don't. I'm glad they went with who they went with.
I think so too. I like Josh Brolin.
Yeah, I can't see the other guy as Cable. Yeah. I don't know. That's just me.
It could have worked, but I like it.
You'd have to beef up a little bit, I would think.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. I got my prize pack from Studio Movie Grill.
Ooh.
I won a prize pack. It was I started to say Daredevil. It was Deadpool and Cable, and I thought they would, you know, it'd come like,
fancy
know,
packaging.
In the packaging and stuff. But they'd already ripped them out and looked like somebody played with them, legs going opposite ways and stuff.
Someone's kid's toy that they were done with.
Yeah, but it was two toys. Yeah.
Giving
cool.
it away instead of selling.
It was cool.
Didn't sell on the eBay, so
yeah.
We'll just give it away. Nobody wants
it. Didn't reach the minimum, so they had to get away with.
Speaking of eBay,
oh look out!
Oh, we'll get back to Deadpool, but while we're speaking to eBay. Catron brought me a nice birthday present.
Oh.
And because we talked about action figures and stuff a couple episodes back, and I talked about finally getting a wrestling ring with some wrestling figures that I always wanted, and he brought me a Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg.
He found on eBay.
Yeah. I saw you comment on another post that you were going to, that's the next one you want to get. And Logan was like, oh, you had to get it with
the ring.
The ring that you get, you know, a certain ring and all this, yada yada. I was like, there's eBay. So you can find anything you want on eBay. So
you pay like $1,000 for it?
A little under.
A tad under.
Just a little bit under.
A lot under. A
lot of.
it's used, but it's a good condition.
$2.
At first, I thought it was broken because the arms were really moved a lot, but then we figured out that you squeeze the legs and his both arms move up and down. And
that's what happens when you squeeze my legs.
You know, but it's a lot of fun. He's yeah. still got the chest hair, so that helps. You know, it's a good looking figure as far as the quality or the and the condition it's in. So
I'm excited about it. So now I have Sting, I have Goldberg, I have Undertaker, and I have Stone Cold. Which we figured out the Stone Cold and Undertaker came from my car from my wedding.
Oh, that's right.
They were tied to my car.
Yeah,
and it said body slammed in love or something like that.
Yeah,
on it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wrecked your car.
Fun times. I don't have that car anymore.
Is it the green Geo Metro?
No, it was the Blazer. Chevy Blazer.
Blue?
No, it was like a maroon.
Oh, yeah.
The air conditioning didn't work.
Blocked that part.
Yeah, you got everything about that car wrong. Was it this? No.
No.
Was it this color? No, it was
no.
this color. Did it have four wheels?
Because we bought that one to travel around with the band to load all our equipment in.
I don't remember
the band that.
That
we were in together.
I know.
That we traveled around and played music.
I remember that? But I put stuff in
and
my car.
And stuff wouldn't fit in the little jelly bean car, so
that's
we funny. Got the Blazer.
I don't remember that. That's funny.
You were
okay.
the bass player?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, fun times. We're having fun at Comic-Palooza.
We are.
Back to Deadpool. So there was a lot of it's basically they could have titled the movie Deadpool Easter Eggs Galore because basically it's all Easter eggs everywhere
pretty much,
which is great. I love it.
Well, I mean, you can come back and watch it several times.
Yeah. And there was like 5 end credit scenes.
Yeah.
5 end credit scenes. And again, we're not going to give spoilers. We'll probably do a spoiler one like a couple weeks, talk a little more about it. But they're supposedly all canon as far as canon goes for a Deadpool movie.
If they actually make a third one. Well, they'll do an X-Force.
I'm sure they'll do a third one. It's going to be called, well.
Somebody started to come in here.
And then they're like, nope.
Like,
they thought, hey, this is a good room to take a nap in. It's at the end of the hallway.
Nobody
knows about it.
Oh, I got to make a phone call somewhere. Is this a good room?
Dang it. But I think there should be Deadpool 3, Peter's Revenge.
Peter's Revenge.
which we're cosplaying hopefully tomorrow. Because we thought, hey, we're at Comic Palooza, why not cosplay? So, but we're doing our own little take on it. Chris is going to be Deadpool in a red suit because he has a red suit laying around.
I have a red suit lying around.
So he thought, I'll just
might as well use it.
Might as well put a Deadpool mask on me. And then Catron's going to be Peter from Deadpool 2.
That's the plan.
He's got the members only jacket.
Members only jacket, and khakis, and button down shirt. And
you look like Peter.
I'll shave a little bit and have a fake mustache to beef this up a little bit. So
do you think people will know who you are?
Probably not.
Or they'll think, look at that guy in the members only jacket. That's sort of weird.
They're probably look
at that dad taking his two kids around.
Yeah.
Did you lose your kids? Are these your kids?
And then I'm going to go as the X-Force Deadpool in the gray with the red eyes. Gray mask, red eyes, which I made it. I'm making it. Ooh. Still not done.
Well, that's a typical cosplay move. You're making your costume the night before.
Yeah.
It looks okay, though.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I think it'll be good.
I like whenever I do this, I've only done it a couple times cosplay, but I like to make at least some part of the costume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So speaking of cosplay real quick, we met somebody this morning that was dressed as Miss Frizzle. Did she say that earlier? Because I was doing something while you were
Yeah, she did, but I didn't catch it until after.
Okay, I didn't either. And she was in the session I went to. And she said, "I'm Miss Frizzle." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know." And so I told my wife and son, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, you know, get your picture," which I didn't get my picture with her. But she had these like lights all over, she had the stars going around her, and then a lizard thing on her shoulder, like the lizard from the Magic School Bus.
She had the school bus with
Mrs. Frizzle, and she had the school bus sitting there. When we talked to her in the hallway, I was doing something else. I was trying to buy zoo tickets, I think is what I was doing for my wife and son while we're here. Actually, one's from Bag of Memphis so we can get discounts, yada, yada. But anyways, I thought that was cool. She was Miss Frizzle, so that was something I wouldn't expect.
I didn't realize it till late in the conversation, and then I realized she said it earlier, so I didn't want to be like, "Oh, Magic School Bus."
Magic School Bus.
I didn't want to be that guy.
I didn't know Miss Frizzle.
Magic School Bus? Well, you don't have kids.
I didn't really watch.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know that I watched
There's
it when
a new
I was younger.
Version.
I think I watched it later. And my wife is a teacher, so she's familiar with it. But there is a new version on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you have kids, you know about it. But if you don't.
It's all about this teacher that kidnaps children and puts them on a school bus and gives them drugs to make them hallucinate about things.
I mean, you could think that if you watched it because that is really weird stuff. You know, the story behind it is there's this teacher in this class, and they shrink down into this really small people and in this small school bus, and it can turn into a submarine or a spaceship or whatever they need it to turn into to explore different things like the inside of somebody's respiratory system.
So it's like Interspace.
Interspace.
Like Interspace. It is.
Shorts in it.
But it's a cartoon with kids, and it's full of hilarities. And it's a good show, but especially for kids, and it's a lot of learning and
I didn't know her costume she's going to be tomorrow.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
Right.
One of your favorites.
Nice.
Have you watched the new DuckTales?
Yes, I did, and I saw Darkwing Duck on there.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I saw Gizmo Duck.
Yeah, Gizmo Duck. That was the episode, I think, before. But they did it differently.
Oh, no.
So it's not the same world, necessarily. Darkwing Duck is an old TV show that Launchpad used to watch, and he's a huge fan of.
Huh.
And he's got like a little Darkwing Duck bobblehead in his car.
I tried to watch it with my son, who's three, thinking, DuckTales, it'll be fine. And this is fine. It's not a bad word or anything. But they say like stupid like every other sentence, it seems like. So now he's just going, stupid, stupid. And I'm just like, "Oh, we don't say that." And now, he hears it, he's like, "Oh, we don't say that." So it's still fun. And there's like this game you can play on the Disney app along with the cartoon, and you find all the stuff that they're finding, and then you get points.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, that's similar with the new Mickey cartoons. I don't know if y'all seen those.
Oh yeah,
and they are good, but they're still it's like not exactly what we wanted our son watching when they came out because it was they're more like Ren and Stimpy, which I loved when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But it's like you, you want to guard your kids, you know, as much as you can, but yeah, it's still, it's, I don't know, they're funny.
Yeah, one episode, they're fighting off piñatas, and there's, like, a giant battle, and they're, like, wrecking the piñatas, and there's one of them that's, like, ripped open, candy's, like, like guts, and it's just screaming at it, and it's hilarious, but yeah, I guess a kid probably wouldn't.
Yeah, it's weird, and that kids love it, they don't care, I mean, it's just the parents are like, oh, I don't want them saying that or doing that or whatever. But it's that's the new artwork that they're doing, you know, on that new ride that has replaced the Great Movie Ride, and so that'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. I don't think it'll be, it won't be the same as that cartoon, but it'll be the same artwork.
I think the ride will be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So back to Comicpalooza. We've only been here for a couple hours, and we've already seen some cool cosplay. I've already probably got arrested. I don't know.
Probably several times.
Probably. I was in the parking garage. Had to take drinks back because you couldn't bring drinks and food in. They want you to buy stuff in here. But that's fine. Whatever. But there was somebody dressed up as Dipper Pines. As a teenage girl, I guess. And I yell across the parking garage, "Dipper!" And she turns around and sees this 40-year-old man yelling at her.
Get away, creep!
Yeah. So I about didn't make it inside. I was just waiting for them to go, "That's the guy."
Yeah. I kind of came here knowing that you're going to be tossed out at some point.
I won't be tossed out. No. I like to talk to people and communicate with people. Yeah. Say, I like your costume.
Like the guy dresses it and you're screaming, "Hey, Ronald."
Well.
Yeah, that's not.
It could have been Ronald. I mean, some people they have their own vision. And
yeah, no, that was it.
I know it was it, but if I said, "Hey, it," then like
everybody
could turn around.
That's true.
So I said, "Ronald, it's a clown." It's close. I could have said Pennywise.
That would have been
a little better. Yeah.
There was, and I went to a panel, and there was a couple that sat in front of me, probably early 20s, I guess. They were dressed up as Arrow and Black Canary.
Oh, cool!
Nice. And they looked really nice. It looked cool. She took her jacket off though. She had like a corset on.
Oh.
And, like, I could see her. I think she had the corset too tight. Because she kept, like, grabbing her ribs. And then she would, like, lean over and talk to her boyfriend. And he would, like, lean over, like, and basically she's like, "We need to leave, I think." And,
they got up and left. Or fashion over form.
Yeah, I mean, she was suffering for her cosplay.
That's right. Oh, man. Yeah, there's been a lot of good ones. I've seen, I think, 3 Deadpools already. But that's today. So maybe tomorrow will be.
Never have too many.
Wait, what was the? We saw a Spider-Man with a
Captain America shield. Jacket.
Like Civil War.
It's interesting.
Like,
you
know, yeah. I guess like Civil War.
Yeah.
Basically,
Kate just probably has a shield.
I have a stump.
Okay. Well, he steals Captain America's shield in there.
Well, there you go.
So that's why the thing I didn't understand was the jacket.
Okay.
He was cold.
Never mind.
He was a cold day. He didn't like the air conditioning. With jacket. He did wear a jacket. In Homecoming,
well,
but
it was
yellow.
Yellow school
different
jacket.
Jacket.
This was just a leather jacket. Yeah. Maybe he stole it from
there you go. Well, not so weird.
Bucky.
Then.
I don't know.
He stole the jacket from Bucky. And he's cool.
A Loki? We saw Loki.
Loki. There was a cool Loki.
Female Loki.
It's called Crossplay.
Oh. Did you learn about that today?
No, I didn't. I didn't go to that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. She was good. It looked cool.
Yeah, it did.
She had the whole helmet on.
There's like
maybe
a rule.
I don't know what you call that.
There's like rule 23 or something that they call that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that in cosplay? No, it's not in the book. It's online or something. I think it's 23. It's basically where you take a character and you switch the sex.
There you go. Or, I mean, that just movies these days. That's what they do. Let's take Ghostbusters and switch them to female. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Doctor Who. Or. That's what they do.
There you go.
Take what's old and trying to make it new again. Anyways, so hey, you know, we don't have much to tell you right now about Comicpalooza because it
just started.
But we will on our next episode share more, and we will be doing live streams and stuff. What time?
We're good. We got 30 more minutes, I think. So.
Oh, really? Sweet.
Or no? Yeah, because she'll come in at 1:15.
All right. Good. So. This is the time of year, though, that not only movies are coming out, which there's a lot of movies that are. This is sort of the summer of. There's some big movies. We've got Incredibles 2. We've got Ant-Man and Wasp, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got. Yeah. There's no DC things coming out this. No. Summer, which is weird. You think they would?
Aquaman comes out sometime, but I think that's later.
And then Venom will be later, like in the fall. But this is also the time of the year where our shows that we watch have their season finales.
Yeah.
Which we just had a bunch of season finales. We I think we all watched The Flash.
Yes.
Season finale.
We are done with this season, finally.
Yeah, hopefully not done with the show. Hopefully they pick back up. But so we finished the season of Flash because our listeners, they ask all the time.
Oh, all the time.
What's going on with
What's
Flash?
Going on with Flash?
What are you guys thinking?
What are you thinking? We got to know. So overall, season is now over. Train's coming through again. What did you guys think?
Well, the whole plot for the villain, it didn't seem smart. Like, and he's the thinker. Like, it's just like I'm gonna make everybody dumb to save everyone, but in reality, there's gonna be pretty much everyone dying because they're too dumb to know what to do.
Yeah.
because like Harry, like that it was showing what was gonna happen to everybody, and basically he just became someone who's just. He just sits there,
like a vegetable,
and yeah, like a vegetable, and draws on stuff, and just like so, basically, and like all the technology shut down, so anyone in a hospital just died.
Yeah,
like automatically, they're all dead, and then everybody else is just gonna die because they don't understand how to cook food or anything.
But he's gonna save them all, the thinker.
But
he
I,
is.
But
he's gonna
how?
Teach them. All.
He's gonna start.
He's
a school?
Gonna teach them. Yeah, school for the dumb.
Let me.
I don't think they can get to the school though.
But let me ease your mind about the hospitals. They didn't necessarily die because they had generators at most hospitals.
Yeah.
That kick in just immediately because the Star Labs is that right?
They had
Star Labs had a generator. So. So maybe the hospitals were okay. I don't know.
Until they forget how to use the equipment.
That's true. That's true. Or they forget how to breathe. Or something.
Yeah. So, like it just didn't make sense. If it was the opposite, if he was making everyone like super smart and enlightened, because he was calling it the Enlightenment.
Yeah.
Like you're not really enlightening people, you're
dumbing.
Making them idiots.
Yeah.
So if he was enlightening them, making them smarter, okay, I get that.
So what did you think about? Okay, the way we're going to defeat the thinker is by the pregnant lady that's going into labor. She's got to use her mind reading powers to get. Bury into the mind of the thinker somehow, and then that's how we'll defeat him.
Yeah, no.
That was so stupid. I texted you guys. I was like, this episode is ridiculous. I mean, doesn't make any sense.
And yeah, basically, it's like they figured out they just had to get Elastic Man. I can't like yeah. Basically through that portal.
Yeah.
And
he's got to run through the portal.
And he's running. He runs him, and they stop.
Why didn't you
like
just go?
A couple blocks from the portal to explain it. Like, why don't you just run them through?
All you had to do was
there was a lot more show left.
And then
us right now.
Yeah.
Well, that was the theme of the season. That's the theme of the show is like you could do this very easily by doing XYZ or using powers. And instead you choose to just let the enemy do whatever to the bad guy. The big bad is he referred to himself as the big bad or whatever at one point. The big bad's gonna win this time, you know. It's like, oh.
Yeah, you even said this season.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I did. This season.
Little
Deadpool breaking the fourth wall there. Yeah. So Barry at one point says, well, he's got all these powers or whatever. So or somebody says, so all of our friends can't help because he's already thought about that. I still think Supergirl could just come in and just be like,
well,
yeah, you're dead.
Taking out the satellite.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
But he would have thought of that.
No, he wouldn't.
He didn't think of a rock being thrown through it.
Yeah.
So I think Supergirl could have done it.
It did end on a interesting note,
which
we sort of knew that was coming.
Someone's calling you.
Phone call. It's messing up the phone.
Going live.
Good radio here. Oh, we're live. We're back.
Yeah. We're back. There's zero viewers. Anyways, so it ended with the random girl that we've seen throughout the season.
That's right.
Knocking on the door, opening it.
Nora.
Coming in saying, hey, I like this house. She didn't say that. She said something else. But and then Barry's like, hey, where'd you get that jacket? Oh, my,
Like, she gave it to me.
She gave it to me. That's just, a one of a kind.
Nobody else has.
Yeah. Just say you're from the future. Just start with that.
Yeah. From the future. I'm here to save you.
Well, she screwed something up.
Yeah.
She didn't save them. She she came to sightsee, I think. And then she
messed it all up.
Messed it all up. Because she helped Barry destroy the satellite that was crashing.
That's yep.
And apparently she didn't have to because he wouldn't have died because she was still alive. So
I don't know.
He would have got really injured, I guess.
Maybe. But now it's all messed up. So that's what next season, I guess. The messed up lives of the Allens. But so I'll be interested to see what they do with her. But I thought the reaction was just like, oh, okay, you're from the future. You're our daughter. Great.
Well, I mean, they're used to people coming from different worlds. There's 52 worlds and Earths and people going back and forth to the future. So, yeah.
So was there any standout episodes this season that was made this season a little redeemable?
I think the one before the last I thought was decent. Like, right?
The one that they went into the backstory of the Thinker, I liked.
Like, when he was going through that hallway, though, and it was playing the music, the Hallelujah Chorus or whatever it was, and or whatever.
Oh.
And he was just like,
just taking, out all
taking
the
everybody out. Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
So
that at least showed him that.
Yeah.
I think he was better as a villain.
Come on in.
Come on in. I think he was better as
our next guests are here. They just arrived. Yeah,
okay.
Come on.
Cool, yeah.
Come on in.
There's like we have mics and we talk into them.
So right now we're just doing one of our regular shows and we're talking about just our geeky stuff we like. Right now we're sort of talking about the some of the shows that we've watched, the season finales and how they've wrapped up. And so if you haven't watched these shows and you're going to watch them, just say, spoiler, and then we'll just talk about something else. Because why not?
It's Flash. It's
so we're wrapping up the Flash right now. So she's good.
Don't care about. Well, then you won't care.
You didn't miss anything.
Didn't miss
this season was really bad. But anyways, so off of that.
Let me say this. I do think he became a better villain at the end of the show. Like, because he seemed more put together than before in the previous episodes, where he's always dying, I guess. I don't know, or almost dying, and then he became other people. And it's just
weird. It was weird.
But he was all put together, and it was actually seemed like he was doing things to these guys. At the end.
Yeah, they could have cut out half the episodes this season and just made.
Yeah, they could have had like two episodes.
Yeah.
All right, let's move from probably the worst season finale to. Probably, to me, with the best. Katrin doesn't watch it.
No.
Hopefully, you're caught up.
Yes.
Gotham.
I knew it. Yeah.
You knew I was.
No, that
say.
Was. I knew it was gonna say. Gotham was great this season. I loved it. There was just like all the villains and everything. They've really just accepted it and just not really kind of hinting at. Oh, this person's gonna come become this person. Like they just kind of went with it. The Riddler's the Riddler. The Penguin's the Penguin.
Yeah.
And they did a. Great, like No Man's Land is a great story in the comics, where basically like Gotham just like is this big earthquake basically happens and the United States just declares Gotham like a no man's land and they just cut everybody off from it, and each of the villains kind of take up sections,
which is sort of like the video games that have been
out
for
PS3
and stuff like that, Arkham City and stuff. So they end the episode with all these bad guys sort of dividing up. And there was a couple that I didn't know who they were.
Well, one of them, I think, is their version of Man-Bat.
No, I saw that. Yeah. But then there was the little kid that was stabbing somebody to death in a mask.
Yeah,
and then
that's
the mother,
one of the,
I guess. I don't
that's
know.
One of the newer characters, and I can't think of what it was. But it's
creepy.
Yeah.
Well, definitely check out Gotham if you haven't seen it. I don't want to spoil stuff because you can watch that on, all of these
Netflix,
on Netflix.
Yeah.
But watch that. We don't want to spoil anything. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Did you see it?
Yes.
Did you cry?
Yeah. Well, I
did. You cry?
I didn't cry. I got upset.
Oh.
But I'm just dead inside. So.
Like because of the show? Or
I'm a 40.
Just in general. I'm dead inside.
Yeah. I'm a 40-year-old man, and I teared up a little bit. When the death of one of the characters got to me.
Aww.
But as soon as he walked on the ship, I was like, Well, he's dead. And he died. Anyways, I don't want to ruin it for people. It's a death. Go watch it, Agent Shield.
Go watch
they're coming back for another season. Gotham is wrapping up and coming back for one last season.
Yes.
But, yeah. Anyways, so I thought we could maybe wrap up the episode talking about sort of, because we are I Am Geek. Our tagline is the show for the geek in all of us. And we really want to be about different things. And because we come from different backgrounds and we come from different things that we geek out about. And Comic Palooza is a perfect example. You have all these different people coming into this big convention center who like all these different things. But because of that, they all get along and they all like to see the different cosplays and like to understand different geeky stuff, which I'm sure everybody in this room likes different geeky stuff. All the hundreds of people in here. Anyways, so I thought we could talk about sort of why we consider ourselves geeks, what it was like growing up, what we liked, because even myself and my brother, two different sides of the spectrum of what we liked and what made us geek out, and probably why we didn't get along sometimes and stuff.
Or ever.
Ever? Oh. That's why we're sitting on opposite ends of the table.
Yeah.
To sit between them. The easy guys.
I have a restraining order against you.
So,
not true.
So for me personally, I grew up on Star Wars. I grew up on it. It was sort of always part of my life. We talked a little bit about the action figure one, about having all the Star Wars stuff, having the Ewok village, having all this stuff. And then it was that, and then later on, it was wrestling, pro wrestling. So those are my two things that I sort of gravitated towards. And of course, movies. I've loved movies, all the movies of the 80s. I loved watching them. I was never a big comic book guy because I don't know how to read.
That's true.
True story.
But the movies and this that genre. So, so for me growing up, wrestling, loving wrestling, I was the only person around that liked wrestling, especially in our family.
Yeah.
And Chris hated when I said, hey, I saw this move. Let me show you how it's done.
I think that's why I have the restraining order against you.
I would always body slam yourself onto a bed.
Yeah. So it was like comfy hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but you were sort of on the opposite end and you liked weird stuff.
That
Jeez,
is true.
Man.
Yeah, I was all about cartoons and comics and drawing and just taking comic books and trying to redraw stuff that was in the comics and everything. Disney Afternoon, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Darkwing Duck, just all that stuff.
Yeah.
I was all about that. Even like I don't think I ever necessarily grew up. And like even in high school, like we would go to like our friends' houses and everything, and they got past that stage of like toys and everything.
We never did.
Yeah, I did not. My whole room, like I would have people come over, and they're like, "Oh, you have the best room ever."
Like, I still have that room. My office is
that's right.
Toys everywhere. Yeah. His son came over and was like, "What? I don't have any of this."
Yeah. We don't.
Yeah, but like even like my headboard, like my dad had cut out a headboard for me, and I painted it and drew the animated series Batman and Superman on there.
Yeah,
and made that.
But this led to a career for you, for all of our three that doesn't know. Chris is an animator, and he's done many movies that you've probably seen. His name's in the credits.
Flipping Lights.
Life of probably his biggest one because it won an Oscar was Life of Pi.
Yes.
Life of Pi.
I was going to say Rock Dog.
The tiger in that.
He did the tiger in that. He made it look like a real tiger. He's done X-Men First Class.
Did the Wing Cycle for Angel in that. Animated a lot of Emma Frost in her Diamond.
What time's your panel again?
When's your panel?
It's right now.
I told him, like, you got to get this guy a panel.
Autographs.
And then Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. I worked on some of those.
Yeah. Nine at the Museum, too.
Yogi Bear, something like that.
Yeah. Yogi Bear, did Yogi Bear. And and then more recently, like, Book of Life, which is a Day of the Dead movie, which the sequel came out, Coco, not too long ago.
Yeah.
The remake
sequel that they did. It was a good movie. I can't say too much about it.
It was good.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I just recently got into the game animation.
Yeah, so now you're doing video game animation, which you can't talk about because they, like, lock you in a room and say, we will kill you, you know, your wife if you leak any of this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's out from a marriage, I guess.
Yeah.
Hello, Jen.
This got dark.
But, yeah, no, I've always enjoyed it. It's fun. So, yeah, I just get to play with toys all day, basically.
Yeah.
It's great.
And we've had a lot of your animators on with us as special guests. So you guys can go back and listen to those.
That's my animator.
Yeah, we call it the animator's vault of Chris's that he just brings on animators. But it's really cool that you got to take something from your childhood and basically make it a career. And we can go to the movies and go, hey, I know that guy. I lived in the same house with him for many years.
I also stand up in the theaters and go, that's me!
Yeah.
Hey, I would too.
No, I don't do that.
You should. Nobody cares.
You should walk around the hallways, you know, for the rest of the weekend going, I made this movie. I made this one.
At least this little party.
Yeah.
Go, yeah, right.
Who wants an autograph? I'll sign anything for $25.
I mean, hey, John Cusack is getting $100 for his signature here. So
I think
crazy. I can get a couple bucks.
Now, is his brother...
Shut up.
Is his brother Ian getting...
No, he's not his brother. It's Henry Cusick.
Yeah, a couple episodes back, Catron thought that they were brothers, and we can't let him live it down.
Yeah, not at all.
They're not brothers at all.
Yeah,
they don't even know each other. Yeah.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
And Catron's different from us.
I'm way different.
Very different.
I mean, but, yeah, I mean, look at me. But I'm handsome. So I did grow up the same kind of things, you know, G.I. Joe and He-Man and Thundercats, those were all my favorites to watch as well, and I had all the figures, and mostly G.I. Joe and He-Man, and I loved those, and it was just all of the cool vehicles and castles and different things you could do with them, and I watched wrestling as well, and I ended up making all of my figures wrestlers and had my own wrestling association, and, you know, imaginary. So last year, but that was when I was a kid. But also, the other thing that kind of makes me different is I'm more of the technology kind of geek, and I work in IT now. But when I grew up, I took everything apart and tried to put them back together, or tried to make things with batteries and wires, and was unsuccessful in making them work most of the time. I could make a motor turn. Motor with a battery, that was easy enough.
I could do that in my car. I've got a key,
yeah.
I stick it in.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I guess that's kind of what started me. I can remember our first computer, and we played with paint a whole lot. It sat on our kitchen table, and it was a Tandy 5000. And I remember almost everything about that. But we played, my mom and I played games together. And
just him. Bye.
Yeah.
Thanks
bye.
For coming.
Thanks
for you.
did you get your gift card?
Oh, he's
we
back
don't
there.
Have gift
we don't
cards,
have any gift cards.
We got a button. You want
a button?
You can have a button if you want a button. But
this is live, people.
This is live in person. But yeah,
thank you.
I grew up playing computer games and video games and with my parents and more so with my mom.
Yeah.
She would play Mario with me, and I would play for a long time, and then she would play for 2 seconds. And whoop, your turn now. But she, like, being a parent now, I'm like, oh, she probably was just like, I'm being with him, but I'm, you know, I don't have to sit here and actually play it with him.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes you do that with your kids just because they enjoy it more than you do or whatever. But so yeah, I'm I work in IT now and geek out about gadgets and things like that and music and yeah, that's me.
Cool.
Yeah.
We should have brought gift cards.
We should have brought gift
Apparently,
cards.
Apparently, yeah.
At least pretend ones.
We could have.
Yeah, people would have came in for that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Pretend ones. Just ones that we've used
or, you know,
all the money off of.
No, like those pretend lottery cards. Have you ever seen that? Lottery tickets, and it's like you scratch them off, and it's like you won $1 million. And then you read the fine print in the back, you know, and it's like it's a joke. You know? We could have done a bunch of that. Then they would have hated us.
So yeah.
That wouldn't have worked, I guess.
I could have given your wife's gift away that I'm using as a stand.
You could have.
Yeah.
Mystery box.
Yeah.
It's her birthday present.
A little tea.
If I didn't have it, I'd be really low. Trying to talk.
I haven't even got her a birthday present yet, so.
Yeah, I'm better.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, now I do.
Now you do.
But it's not till July, so.
Yeah.
Oh. But there's a, you know, the weekend has just started, so we're going to have a lot of stuff on Facebook Live, on YouTube Live, more recordings, maybe interviewing. I'm hoping, okay, this is a, I want to interview. They said, send us a list of people you want to interview. I want the guy from Space Ghost.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Name, Lewis.
Even if we have to just track him down and corner him and be like, talk to us.
Yeah, just say something.
Just say something into the mic.
Yeah,
Scotty Young would be cool too. He's a comic book artist.
Yeah.
I really like his stuff. Oh,
well. But so I don't know. Yeah. What we'll have more content for you. It's getting close to the time where they're going to kick us out to let somebody come in here that will actually have people watching. But thank you.
Hey, thank we got our number one fan.
You
got
any questions?
Right,
you got any questions?
No. Yeah, you said you were interested in podcasting. Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. I could tell you everything they said. I was in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So she wants to know tips and tricks to podcasting. Okay. I'll give you the fast version for me. You don't have to be fancy. Like, no. If you have a computer, like a laptop, you can start podcasting. Okay. Yeah, if you have this mic, then you're good to go.
No, you're step ahead of a lot of people, actually.
Do you have a Mac? No, okay.
You don't have to have a Mac.
You
can use Audacity. It's free on a Windows computer. You can have different tracks. But if you just have the one microphone, like this one, will allow you to record multiple people at one time because it can do... What is it called? Omnidirectional. It does multiple directions, so you can have people around it. Mm-hmm. And
We're not even in the same city when we do this.
Yeah, we do it all on Skype.
It on Skype.
And then that's how we have special guests on. We just say, "What's your Skype name?" We'll Skype you in, and we just interview them and talk to them. And so we've had people like I don't know if you're familiar with Lucas the Spider on YouTube. He's like viral. The guy that created that was on, and we just talked to him about what it meant to, you know, how he created that and why he created it. And so basically just getting, you know, finding your niche, what you like, and then getting on social medias and stuff and just meeting different people. So we're on SoundCloud because we picked SoundCloud because there's a lot of stuff you can see going on. Like you can see where people are listening.
It was cheap.
It was cheap.
The main thing it was a lot cheaper. I think it was SoundCloud Pro Unlimited, and it's like $130 a year. It's not bad. And you can see the stats of like who's listening, what they're listening through. Then you can post that on iTunes, on Google Play, on iHeartRadio is what we recently.
Yeah. So basically, you'll get an RSS feed, and then you'll take that and you'll go to iTunes, and you'll put that on iTunes, and then iTunes will approve you.
And you add episodes, it automatically goes up.
Automatically, iTunes, yeah.
So,
but it's cool because we could see, like, we were big in Japan for a while for some reason. Like, hey, look, Japan loves us. But you could see all over the world people listening to you, which is amazing because we're just, you know, three guys that just decided, basically we started the podcast because I became a stay-at-home dad because we had a toddler and then we had a baby. And so I was like, I need to talk to adults.
Yeah.
So
much.
We are all geeks. So we.
But he got us instead. So.
Yeah. So and we talked. See, we're wrapping up and everybody's coming.
Everybody
out.
Comes in at the end. They're coming for the next one, I guess.
Yeah. They're coming for the next
Whatever's
one.
Whatever's next,
you?
They're here for that.
That's
fine. Oh, cool. All
right. So.
But we're about to wrap up, right?
Yeah, I think we need to wrap up.
Yeah. We already gave away all of our gift cards, so
We do have buttons. She got all of them. So.
We do have buttons.
We do have buttons.
Put them on your lanyard.
So you can put them on your lanyards. You can.
Nice.
Sweet.
Nice. Oh, they're free.
Oh, anytime. And then if you you can contact us through the website and stuff. If you have any questions?
Yeah.
About equipment or.
Cool.
Yeah, let us know. We'll help you get everything set up.
Okay, cool.
Cool. You're welcome. All right. But so we're wrapping up. We have everybody's in here now.
Everybody.
Hundreds of people.
Hundreds of
people.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know how they
lock the door. We're staying in here for the rest of the day.
It's our room.
He's like, eh, whatever.
I may need to use the bathroom at some point.
Yeah, but we got a cup. But we're going to have a lot of stuff again this weekend going on. And you guys, what you guys with the Colt 45?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
There we go.
All right.
I don't know if you heard all that.
Welcome.
We will link them. We will link you guys in our description for this podcast. They'll be like, they came in at the end. Yeah, there we go.
There you go. We all need those, right?
Yeah.
But we've had a blast being here today. And
getting ready for a fun weekend.
Getting ready for a fun weekend. If you're just tuning in now, well, that doesn't make sense because they've been listening.
It's not on the radio.
Yeah,
it's not
on the radio.
I think I'll just skip to the end.
Yeah.
How's this podcast work again?
So check us out on iTunes, on SoundCloud. Like, subscribe, all that stuff. We're on YouTube. I Am Geek Show, usually.
Yeah.
At I Am Geek Show on Twitter. And then
Instagram as well.
Instagram, Facebook. check out our t-shirts at shop.spreadshirt.com/
I Am Geek.
Yeah. We've got them all. And then I guess we'll see you.
Talk to you.
We won't see anybody.
We'll talk to you soon.
This has been I Am Geek episode 57, live from Comicpalooza with the millions and millions of people.
If only I could turn the camera.
Yeah. See all the people. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll talk at you next time. See ya.